This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Rescue and recovery operations underway in the Bahamas Wednesday after Hurricane Dorian finally moved north after causing mass devastation and leaving thousands of people in need of aid. Authorities said there were 7 confirmed deaths from the storm, but that the number is expected to increase. U.S. forecasters say Dorian is moving closer to the southeastern states, including the state of Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis says Dorian could be impacting the state for several hours.
This is going to be riding Florida's coast for the next day and a half. While we think this is a much better track than what we were looking at 72 hours ago, we just ask people to stay safe, remain vigilant. There will be some effects in the state of Florida. There'll be storm surge. There'll be some flooding. You may see wind damage depending on how close this gets to the state of Florida. But at the end of the day, being safe is the most important.
Dorian is expected to move up the southeast coast toward Georgia and then threaten North and South Carolina with massive rainfall and powerful winds. The United States imposed its first ever sanctions against Iran's space agency, accusing it of disguising a missile program. Iran says its space program is aimed at building rockets to launch telecommunications satellites. UN Security Council resolutions bar Iran from developing ballistic missiles and anyone from helping it. U.S. divers will continue searching Wednesday at the site of the boat fire that killed 34 people early this week off the coast of Southern California. Officials say some remains have been located. The victims were asleep on the dive excursion boat when it went up in flames. Authorities have not said what they believe caused the fire. For more news, please join us. VOAnews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam denying that she discussed resigning with Chinese officials amid growing pro-democracy protests, despite having been heard in a leaked audio recording, saying she would step down if she had a choice.
For a chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit.
But Lam told reporters Tuesday she had not even contemplated discussing a resignation with Chinese leaders. Nevertheless, many Hong Kong residents said the recording confirmed what political scientists and protesters have long believed, that despite Hong Kong's separate constitution, Beijing runs the city. Pope Francis kicking off a 3-nation Africa tour in Mozambique this week. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Mozambique's seaside capital is buzzing ahead of a historic papal visit. Maputo's soaring white cathedral is eagerly preparing for Pope Francis's visit, the first since Pope John Paul II arrived in 1988, while Mozambique was in the throes of a brutal civil war. Leaders signed a new peace agreement earlier this year, and parish priest Giorgio Ferretti says that this visit, too, is historic.
Now the visit of Pope Francis is coming after the last agreement of peace, so it's a kind of a blessing for all this period of talk.
Although about 1/4 of Mozambicans are Roman Catholic, those who are not of the faith say they'll also be paying attention. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
UN investigators say human rights violations and violations of humanitarian law committed by Yemen's warring parties over the past 5 years may amount to war crimes. Get more on that story from Lisa Schlein.
The report documents a long list of gross violations perpetrated with impunity by the government of Yemen, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, the Houthi rebels, and affiliated armed groups. International expert Charles Garraway tells VOA all the warring parties are complicit in the crimes.
There are no clean hands in this contest. It is not a matter of trying to work out who has committed more offences than any other. Everybody is responsible.
The panel of experts says the world must stop turning a blind eye to the catastrophic situation and prolonging the suffering of the Yemeni people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.